Josue Romero.
I see him. I don't hear him. You're up, oh, there.
President, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Iris Berry. John Dalton.
All right, I hate this Surface Pro camera. I hate, I'm getting a lap next month. I sorry.
Very good.
All right, so
we're good to go.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So first on agenda for us, we have approval of the October 18th minutes. I think last time the minutes weren't ready. I did not have a chance to recall reviewing them. Did anyone else?
I did review them, although I was absent at the previous meeting, but just in my preview of reading them, it looked good to me.
Okay. We're going to take your word because we're going to move on.
So, I read it too, and it looked good to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
same here.
That's the spirit. Pick up for me slacking. So, move to approve the minutes. Let me get back in my folder. Sorry, guys, I'm all over the mess. Please. Let's see.
Hi, if I could just jump in for a minute here. Just want to confirm that this meeting is for today, for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025.
Yes, sir, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect.
All right, so I move to approve the minutes. Can I get a second?
One second.
All right. And Abraham, I think we kind of go around and vote, correct? If I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So we'll start with Ashley Jackson.
Aye.
Eric Howard.
Aye.
Cedric Smith.
Aye.
June Webb.
Aye.
Josue Romero.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes 5-0.
Good deal. Next up, we have call to the audience. I don't believe do we have anyone? No? Okay. I don't think we have any visitors this meeting. All right. So we'll move along to update from the HRC representative to LGBTQ+.
And due to a technical problems, I couldn't log on to the LGBTQ commission meeting, and they didn't have a quorum to meet. And I want to remind you that this is my last meeting for HRC, and you will need a new representative to the LGBTQ commission.
Okay. All right. Abraham or Rick, I forgot. How did we have to vote someone on or just accepted a volunteer? I can't recall. Because June, it's been a year. You on it for 1 year?
Actually, I've been there more than 1 year. Mm-hmm. And I was voted on by the HRC because I'm representing HRC. Mm-hmm. And so it would be the whole commission members who would vote.
If you want to give me a quick moment, I'll jump on our program for boards and commissions and see if I can get an answer for us.
Okay. Yeah. Come back to that, Rick, or you want?
I just probably need another 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I see June And on this one, it shows her expiring on May 7th, 2026. Okay. So if you're able to continue June, fine. But if you're not able to for other reasons, then you might want to, then like you said, have a discussion with the commission. But according to what I'm seeing on the BCC program, you're good on the GLBG commission until May of 2026.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
I think, you know, speaking personally, I would feel much more comfortable if it were a member of HRC who was attending those meetings, because carrying the information back and forth is pretty important.
Okay. Again, that's a discussion you guys will either have now or bring back to, at another date, but that's where you're at right now as far as your term as liaison.
Okay. Well, I will continue to attend, but how...
Yeah.
Do we get the information back to HRC?
I think you will continue to do what you're doing now until May.
Right.
If you're able to.
Okay. Well,
I am also happy to like support in that way too. Like I can I can attend the LGBTQ plus commission and meetings and then come back and report to our team.
I think
I apologize again one more time, everybody. I looked on June's term with the HRC. She is terming out this December 2025. That's what she meant. So even though she was able to continue with the HRC, with the GLBT, it's just that because she'll be ending here, so she won't be able to, she'll need to then, you know, leave the commission for a year and then come back in as a fund commission on the HRC portion of it, and that's what she meant by that.
Okay. So, Rick, at this time, we'd probably be best to vote someone on to, do we need to vote or can we just... You know,
if this commission has somebody on this item today and they want to make a motion or they volunteer to take over June starting on January.
Yeah.
Of 2026, you can do that now as long as someone's willing to do that. And then yes, you would need to make a motion and then vote on it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Josue, I know you spoke up earlier. Is that something you would like to do, sir?
Yes, I can support in that way. Yep.
Okay, no pressure, because I'm about to make a motion to vote you on. All right? So I'll make a motion to vote Josue on as the HRC rep for the LGBTQ. Do I have a second?
A second.
All right. So we are, Abraham, you want to call it the names? We do the same thing, sir?
Yes, absolutely. Thank Ashley you. Jackson?
Aye.
Eric Howard?
Aye.
Cedric Smith?
Aye.
June Webb?
Aye.
Josue Romero?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Thank you, sir. Thank you, June, for all that work, ma'am. Bringing back that information, appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I guess if I'm correct, you'll have one more, and then January be turnover. Goodness.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you both. Okay. Next up. We kind of have some updates concerning the TCE and resolution letter. So it's quite a bit of information, especially coming from the sub team. So, Eric, you know, I'll just speak first, Eric, and then you can, go ahead and provide the info after. So, I'll just speak of the event we attended, where we read the resolution letter. It was a great event, Friday. You know, hearing the speakers, hearing the journalists and talking to some of the community members, it was an all around great event. A lot of great information. So Eric and myself was there along with Daniel and Aisha to, you know, read off some of the, read the resolution letter to the attendees there. And I felt it went very well. Eric kind of has some additional updates concerning the resolution letter. Go ahead, Eric.
So related to this, there's a couple letters. One is a thank you letter to the mayor and council, just saying thank you for the work that you did to pass the resolution. Would it be possible for me to share my screen? Maybe this isn't the right time to do it, but we do need to pass that letter. And I just wanted to kind of share some of the updates that I made in light of the, of last Friday's event. Is that appropriate to do now or should we wait?
With the chair's discretion, you may.
Yes, we can.
Okay. And then the other letter after this is a letter to from the HRC subcommittee inviting the Pima County supervisor from District 5, Andreas Canos, into a conversation, one about the resolution. And the part of the resolution that specifically encourages the HRC and the city to partner with Pima County on a public health strategy and approach for free or reduced cost healthcare for the people who are still impacted by the poisoning. What I was hoping we could do too, after the thank you letter, is to review that subcommittee letter to Andreas's office, inviting him to that meeting. I'm hoping that we could have that on our letterhead and kind of formally send it over to them. So those are kind of the two follow-up action items related to this topic. So I can go ahead and then share my screen here with the thank you letter. It's the first thing. Let me know if you can see this.
I think it's loading up, Eric. Oh, I got it. I can see it.
Okay, great. So, you know, I'm hoping to have it on our letterhead. We'll date that. You saw, or we discussed last month, a version of this letter. Mm-hmm. So you should have seen the first draft. The only thing that has changed is this section here. So I just say this past week's community gathering at the Museum of Contemporary Art on November 14th underscored just how meaningful this resolution is to Tucson residents. The program was both spirited and deeply sobering. As speakers and the accompanying art exhibit illuminated the history and ongoing impact of TCE poisoning. Reading the resolution aloud at the close of the event was a powerful moment, met with applause, gratitude, and a renewed sense of collective purpose. And then the rest just remains the same in saying, you know, we look forward to continuing to build momentum with Pima County Board of Supervisors and would appreciate a time to provide an update or discuss further opportunities to collaborate with Pima County, the state of Arizona, or and or federal partners. So those are the only updates that I made since last month, since a few things, you know, new things have happened, and I just wanted to make sure it stayed relevant. So that is this letter. Any questions or comments, thoughts?
I don't have any questions there. I think it looks fine. Things looks good.
Okay.
I don't think anyone else has any other questions or statements.
Okay, then, Nick, Abraham, I'm not sure. I'm hoping the next step could be that I, you know, send this in a Word document over to you You could put it in our letterhead and then send it over to the mayor and council, at your convenience when you're able to do that.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Great. And so then all of these names look correct, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Great. I will send that over to you all this evening. Okay.
So just as a reminder, I think you already know this. You'll need a vote on that motion to approve it and then send it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That wasn't done at the last meeting. Remember, it was just a cuss?
You're right. Thank you.
Okay. So when you're ready for it, just wanted to throw that in there.
So, I mean, I can do that now, right?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I make a motion to approve this letter to be sent to the mayor and Tucson City Council. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Abraham, you want to read the names off, sir, so we can vote, please?
Mm-hmm. Sure, of course. Ashley Jackson?
Aye.
Eric Howard? Eric Howard?
Aye. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cedric Smith?
Aye.
June Webb?
Aye.
Josue Romero?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Outstanding. Thank you all. Thank you, Eric, for drafting up this letter.
Yeah. No problem. And if it's okay, Chair Cedric, could we look at the other letter, or do you want to do that at a different time?
Yeah, no. I think since we kind of have the ball rolling, let's continue to go. I don't mind it at all.
Okay. Great. So very similar kind of approach here again on our letterhead and dated, but going to Andreas's office. And I know you haven't had a chance to look at this. I want you to, of course, read it. The other option, I can just read it real quick for you all, kind of for accessibility, or do you want me to just give you a couple minutes per page? It's just a page and a half.
I think we could take a quick 5 minutes and kind of read through it, as long as everyone can see that screen okay.
Sounds good. I will give you a chance to review this.
Thank you. All right, Eric, the second to the last paragraph, the HRC subcommittee will welcome the chance to meet. Well, this is just a draft, right?
Yeah.
The space between that period and we, is that uniform with the other space? Looks a little closer.
Oh, this can be right here?
Yeah.
Oh, potentially, yeah.
Okay.
You're saying?
No, I'm saying, it looked closer than the other one, yeah. I thought some of the other ones were double space maybe or single space, but usually I double, but that's me. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. And then these guest users here are on the subcommittee, right? So it's Daniel Sullivan and Alicia Vasquez. So they're providing input on this draft as well. And the highlighted yellow parts are, you know, where I've asked specific input from them and, of course, from you all, too. So,
yeah. Yeah, I like Daniel's point there with, you know, to educate, right, the community. That was one of the things I was talking to someone at the event about is how so many people were unaware, right? I think there's a lot of transplants that came here and just fully, completely unaware of what's been going on with that and what occurred, you know? So I definitely think education should continue. And I think by that, we'll probably gain more support too, as well. So, for sure. I don't know if anyone else has anything, any other feedback?
I couldn't agree more on the education. And I'm going to say, having lived in this community for a long time, I know people who have lived here long who don't have a clue as to what has happened on the South Side.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that, you know, I think the city resolution includes some action points for education. I mean, I think it's our, you know, part of our role is to kind of continue to push them on that. But also we're asking now the county, right, to do their own level of education. So I think, yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, both city and county educating, I think, is good.
But other than that, Eric, I think it looks good. I appreciate you and the team putting this together.
Actually, it's very well written.
Yeah.
It is. And if I can just, I know, Eric, you have strengthening existing community programs, e.g. El Pueblo Clinic. I would just, my suggestion, add El Rio Health, too. I know they're a big one, too, on the South Side.
Mm. Yeah, great point, Ashley.
Yeah, good point. These comments here from them are fresh as of today, so I haven't had a chance to incorporate that. But okay, well, good. Any last minute thoughts?
So I'm wondering. In this case, because do you still have to do additional editing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to finalize this still and incorporate their edits and your edits and your thoughts.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm wondering then if a motion could be basically, you know, to send this over to them from the clerk's office.
Post-editing.
Yeah, post the edits, basically incorporating what we did here and what, you know, if you agree, it sounds like you're agreeing with what the feedback has been from the subcommittee also.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'll move to that motion to send to the clerk's office after the edits have been provided and performed. So do I have a second?
A second.
All right. I'll call the names out. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
All right, no problem. All right, we have a motion and a second. We'll go to a vote. Ashley Jackson?
Aye.
Eric Howard? Eric Howard?
Aye.
Cedric Smith?
Aye.
June Webb?
Aye.
Josue Romero?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you, team. Eric, thank you and the team for putting that together. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We also, I'm not sure if, and I wish John was here because this was partly his idea, but we talked about updating the resolution, city resolution, to have a section that says below kind of who the letter or who the resolution was transmitted to. And it could be as broad as, sent to, community stakeholders who are kind of connected to the issue, just so it's on the record that this has been shared with the relevant community members and activists and stakeholders who have a role in the resolution, completed kind of the resolution desires. So I don't know if that's something that we can do technically now that it's been passed by the city council or.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, because if it's already kind of work being routed, are we able to make edits to it prior to, is it, I think it is sitting with the county now. I want to say, I need to check Gabriella's email. I think it is. I'm not sure if we can. Rick, do you know? Or Abraham?
We do not. I would say reach out to Gabriella with your Ward 1 contact. I'm kind of leaning that it's past that point since it's already been as it is, but
right.
doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could still ask, but I kind of agree with Rick since what we provided already has been already voted on and passed. I'm guessing it may be past that point, but like Rick said, it doesn't hurt to ask. I can reach out and just generally ask the question tomorrow. Shoot her an email, Gabriella, and ask.
Okay. And I can send you the more precise language that, we would be interested in including in that. And do we have a copy or is there a copy of the mayor signed letter and the city attorney letter? Resolution.
If Gabrielle doesn't have that for you, let me know and I'll see what I can find out. Or we can find out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I haven't received the offer. Rick, yeah, if you could help out, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be ideal to include the signed letter with Andreas's letter. But I also don't want to hold up things unnecessarily either.
Right. I think we still have probably a couple of days before this letter is sent up, right? So hopefully we can get a signed copy and stuff before then.
Yeah. Great. Well, that sounds good. So we'll look in to see if it's possible to just kind of tweak the final resolution to include who it was transmitted to. And I can send you the language, Cedric, and then Rick, you'll find out if there's a version of a copy of the signed resolution that we can include.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Sorry.
No, you can go ahead, Abram. I'm just writing down these notes so I don't forget, buddy. I don't know if you were going to speak or you waiting on me to move. Press on.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I wasn't sure if you were going to mention something or you were just waiting for me to go to the next section.
Oh, no,
Okay, great. Does Eric, you have anything else here, buddy, for section five?
No, I don't. I have something at the end. I think that's kind of tangentially related, but I think that's kind of more off topic.
Okay. All right. So next up, we have section six, which is on the agenda, item six on the agenda. What's new in Tucson, Pima County? I personally don't have any updates at this time. I don't know if the team have anything they would like to share.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm happy we now have a representative confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
A UNIS representative.
Yes. I agree. Good deal. Item seven, vacancy and advisory positions. I think we're still waiting on maybe the mayor position, but I have no updates on that. I haven't even contacted the board concerning that. So I don't know if Rick or Abraham have anything, but I think we're still just pressing along waiting for applicants.
That is correct. And if you wouldn't mind, Cedric, go ahead and send an email to the boards and commissions asking for a follow up on Iris's position.
Okay. Oh, I did speak with Iris. I think she mentioned currently she's going to stay as an advisor. She's okay with being an advisor at this time.
Okay, then.
But I'll still double check and follow up. But that's what she stated. I'll follow up with her to make sure.
You have a question related to I guess, positions.
Yeah.
I got a letter saying that my term has sunsetted, as of December. And I think that's because, Kevin Dahl was up for re-election. He did get re-elected. Do I technically have to then get reappointed by him?
So what will happen is most likely from experience, he will reappoint everyone that he has under him already. But until he does that formality, it's just getting that and then reappointing to you. So I don't see issues on it, but we need to get from him that direction. So I don't see any eruption from you to this commission at this time.
Oh, okay. So the letter said as of December 1st, it expires, so I can continue just staying on until he does that formality?
The odds are, and again, this is just typically, one suggestion is send an email to his office letting him know that you'd like to continue serving on the commission as his representative. They on their end in turn will contact our office to reappoint you back onto that commission after the inauguration on the 2nd, and then you'll be reappointed again.
Okay. I see.
It's gotcha. Just the formalities of everything. So please reach out to that office. Yeah.
All right. We good to move on, gents? Okay. So item eight, HRC future meeting date. So I did receive the public notice notification concerning our meetings, right? I have to provide a signed copy by the 22nd, I believe. Currently, right, we're the second Wednesday of every month at 1715 or 5:15 p.m. Does anyone have a preference in time? Like, do anyone want to change the date and time or have any issues? Say possibly with a, like, Tuesday, same time, Thursday, same time. Obviously, we want to try to avoid Mondays and Fridays. Does anyone have a preference?
No, sir. This time and date, the second Wednesday of every month at 5:15 still is good for me.
Okay.
Yeah, same for me.
Great, great. Josue?
Same day and time works for me as well.
Okay, great. All right, guys, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and fill this form out, and then I will sign it and send it over to the clerk's office. Okay, so we'll keep it the second Wednesday at 1715 via Teams. All right. I think we, yeah, select Teams, although I'm not a fan, but I'll keep it Teams just because I like you guys so much. All right. So, other than that, let's move on. Chairman, where are we at? Item 9, Chairperson Summary of Current Events. Honestly, just what I shared with, concerning the, TCE letter. You know, my wife did mention to me, you know, although Project Blue was kind of put on hold, they're still looking at building something out this way. But I haven't done quite the research yet, to be honest with you, team, to really comment on that too much. So other than that, I really don't have nothing for current events right now. Kind of been occupied with other things going on. But so that's all I have. We can move to item 10 for Commissioner's Summary of Current Events. If anyone would like to share anything. Okay.
I just wanted to share that this week is Trans Awareness Week, and so it's a week to, like, just raise awareness around, like, the issues that our trans and non-binary, like, relatives experience. And tomorrow is it's an international, like, day of awareness, but it's called Transgender Day of Remembrance. And so it's a special day where, like, folks come together to remember those who have been lost to anti, like, trans hate and violence. And I just wanted to share that tomorrow at from 5 to 8:30 at the House of Neighborly Services, there will be a local event to honor the 67 trans and gender diverse individuals who lost their lives in the last year. And so you all are welcome to attend if you would like. I just wanted to share that in the space.
Okay, thank you. What was that location again?
It is the YWCA's House of Neighborly Services. It's on the south side.
I brought this up last month, but I'll just remind folks that around the TCE kind of work and movement that we've been part of, on December 13th, there's the TCE mural event. It's going to be at one of the parks, and mm-hmm. it's going to be really a kind of a day of remembering people whose lives were lost in the poisoning. And it's also meant to be kind of a community-centered healing event. So very, very somber, a little bit different, much different energy than last Friday's event. And then January 21st, next year, the Unified Community Advisory Board has their 30-year celebration. So the UCAB is what they call it. That was the entity that was created to be the liaison between the community and the community that was impacted by the TCE contamination and the government and corporate entities that were responsible for helping to clean it up and taking responsibility for it. So UCAB kind of is a small subgroup of local residents who have been meeting regularly, and so they are celebrating 30 years. And it's possible, potentially, that the city resolution could be acknowledged there, but we're still looking into that.
Okay. That was good. I know you sent flyers out. I think we received those in the mail, right? Yeah.
Email, I think, last month, maybe Rick or sent them out.
Yeah, I should be able to attend the one December, I believe. But I don't know how. Anything else? Okay. Future agenda items. I think we're kind of good. I think the updates will keep us busy. We'll probably have some updates concerning the events we attend. So I currently don't have any future agenda items. Rick got his hand up.
I just wanted to throw back out there the reminder of your request to see if the commission wanted to meet for December or not. Still can, but I'm just bringing the back up again since everybody's present. That's all.
Yeah, I was going to do that last. I wasn't sure which item I should have done it on. But, yeah, that Rick brought up a great point. So I know last year we kind of missed December. I'm for doing that again, I'll be honest, because there's a lot of catching up I need to do. But how does everyone else feel about skipping the December meeting and picking back up in January, the second week in January?
I would be in favor of that, just because I think it will also allow folks to, like, do the whole, like, with the election, whether they need to get reappointed or just, like, all the logistics of those things. So I would be in favor of meeting in January.
Okay. Thanks, Josue. Ashley, what say you, ma'am?
I'm in agreement.
All right. June?
Yes, and if that's the case, this is my last meeting, and I really have the best thoughts for your continuation and success. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. You will be missed for sure, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your work. I greatly appreciate it. And your advice and guidance. Thank you so much. Eric?
I'm good with skipping December.
Okay. So, yeah, Rick, we'll go ahead and skip December. We'll pick back up in January.
Okay. You got it.
I hate to see you leave, June, but you know you're always welcome to attend a meeting.
Well, pop up, you know. Right, there's stuff going on out there.
Yeah, don't you forget about us.
Yeah. No.
All right, team. I think we're good to go here. So I move to go ahead and end the meeting at exactly 6:02 p.m. That being said, I wish everyone a great break during the upcoming weeks and as well as Christmas and New Year's in December. So thank you all for the hard work. I'm sure we'll be in communication, whether via text, calls, or emails. And if anything does pop up and you need to reach me, you know exactly how. I'm not hard to get a hold of, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you all.